The following is tape two of an unrehearsed interview with Mr. Arley McFarland McKinney by Debbie Wilson for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The interview was conducted at the Middlesboro Bell County Public Library on July 24, 1978 at 4:10 p.m. Now, Mr. McKinney, on our earlier interview, we got your personal background, so now I'd just like to move right on into the early history of Middlesboro. I understand that you are familiar somewhat with Middlesboro's early history, so could you tell me who founded the town of Middlesboro here?
The founder was outstanding explorer by the name of Henry Alexander Arthur. He was employed by a large land company in London, England, the American Association.
Now, just why did this American Association establish a town here in these hills of Kentucky?
Mostly primary speculation, making money, and they are very rich, and they have all the rich deposits of coal and lumber in this area today. And it's a money proposition.
You mean they're still
making money? Still making money. They control all the valuable land in this area today.
Now, just what did this company do to build up the town of Middlesboro?
Well, one of the first projects was to build a tunnel between Bell County and Claiborne County in Tennessee, Bell County in Kentucky, to let the trains go through to Knoxville, Tennessee, to haul coal to and from and other equipment to supply the furnace that was in operation here, which no longer exists.
Well, now, did they ever get involved in civic-type projects?
Well, they generally see to it that the best political man is elected to office. That's a good policy, I think.
But
I don't think they do anything to hold back the town. Then they look at the welfare of the town to a certain extent, that it won't curtail their investment.
What were some of the early businesses or industries that they established here in Middlesboro?
Well, some of the early establishments no longer exist is the coal and iron furnace that one time was quite an asset to Middlesboro. And we had the Boston Gun Works no longer in operation. We had various ore furnaces here that no longer in operation. I guess you know what I'm talking about when I say
iron ore, is it?
No, this is ore to coke, to make steel. And very few coke ovens do you find in Kentucky anymore. And they used to have quite a few coke ovens in this section.
And now, where would they ship this coke to?
Well, they ship it to the steel centers. But they have a faster way of making steel. That's the faster way of heating, so it's no longer a necessity as it once was.
Well, now, about how long did this industry remain important to Middlesboro?
Well, now, the furnace, it remained important as long as it was in operation, but the ore soon exhausted and it was bad ore and hard to get to, and it was very expensive to mine, so they had to stop the operation, so the furnace had to discontinue.
Do you have any idea about what year it might have been when they discontinued its operation?
And the furnace, it might have been around 1920, sometime along the way. Maybe a little later, maybe earlier, but it's been some time, a long time.
What were some of the other early industries in Middlesboro?
Well, now, mention the tannery, still in operation. And incidentally, the tannery makes the leather that the Florsheim shoe leather is made from. And we're very proud of the leather that the tannery makes here in Middlesbrough.
Well, now, what about mining? How long has that been important here?
Well, mining is the backbone of Middlesbrough today. Mining and the tannery, it's about all we have to depend on for a stable occupation at the present time. Now, most of the people are transported to the mines and they come back in after day's work, but in all these areas, these mountains, you can see around, there are mines in there somewhere.
Now, this is, do they deep mine and strip mine here?
Deep mines and strip mines. Well, an American Association plays a big part in the mines.
Now, does the American Association still have offices that are here in Middlesboro all the time?
The office now is at Holiday Inn, Common Gap. It's no longer in Middlesboro, but all the important offices live in Middlesboro. And Middlesboro is generally considered the home site of the American Association.
Well, now, do they send their officers in here from England? Or they?
Every year somebody comes in and looks over the situation and makes various plans to continue whatever operation they see fit. And the American Association has done quite a bit to develop these hollows and things for a very good home for the lower class people to live in.
Well, now, I understand that such as up in Cumberland, or not Cumberland, but rather Benham and Lynch, up in that, in Harlan County, that these towns were actually owned by a coal company. Now,
that's
did
right.
The American Association actually own Middlesboro and the homes around here and have the company store and this type of thing?
Well, not like the mines that you're talking about. They generally had access to the land and leased or rented it or sold it, and the private owners would operate in some cases where they would sell, and in other cases they would lease. And then there's such thing as the mineral rights. You can buy the mineral rights, and that's the way they operate. Some big company would buy so much land from the American Association. But the American Association never did carry on commissaries and so forth as the mining companies did.
But they still own the land. And
they still own
the
it now.
Uh-huh.
Still own it now. It's remarkable how they can keep track of all this land that they do own.
Well, now, can you describe Middlesboro as you first remember it?
Well, Middlesboro, as I first remembered, was well, at that particular time, it was thriving according to the time. Busy little town. Everybody was thriving, trying to make a living one way or the other, and the mines always have afforded good work for the people, even if they didn't pay so very much. The tanneries always been a good place for men to work regularly. And at the time the furnace was operating, it was booming town. Booming. Everybody was busy, and the furnace was doing a tremendous amount of work.
Now, what about the actual physical appearance of the town? I mean, now you have paved streets and everything. What was it?
We're kind of proud of Memphisburg being made out, we think, a beautiful little city. And it is laid out better than most cities. We have wide streets all over Memphisburg, and it was well planned. And it is named after a town in England, Middlesbrough, England. And we've had quite a bit of controversy about the spelling. Some wants to get away with the spelling, but the spelling of Middlesbrough, England is R-O-U-G-H. And we try to make it short, B-O-R-O, borough, but we don't mind that too much.
Now, it's my understanding that earlier it was spelled with the R-O-U-G-A.
That's right, that's right. Then the last mayor made a proclamation that the wood spell it M-I-D-B-L-E-S B-O-R-O-U-G-H, and they're trying to get everybody to spell it that way.
Well, now who changed the name to B-O-R-O-U-G-H?
We just like all these short abbreviations we have today. You're going to have to learn how to take the shortcut to know what all these short abbreviations mean.
Well, now, about the city, I mean, what kind of streets did you have when you were a young boy?
When I was a young boy, we just had plain old some had a few rock on them. Most of them didn't, just cut out far street. Lately, last 25 or 30 years, we've had the paved streets. And we are striving to get sidewalks all over town, and we eventually will.
Well, now, what type sidewalks did you have when you were a young boy? Did they have the actual concrete?
Well, we had concrete to a certain extent. And now, I wasn't around when they had the boardwalks. And that was for my day, but they did have the boardwalks at one time, and the streets with the boards and the trolley cars with the wooden tracks, horse-drawn, but that was a little before my time.
Well, now, I've heard mention of a canal.
Yeah.
Was that before
that
your
canal
time?
Used to be something beautiful to look. It has a history of being built by, it has been reported over 5,000 Italians come in to build that canal. Now, whether that many or not, I don't know, but it must have been quite a few men to do a job like Pinnell at that particular time. It used to be a mighty beautiful sight to look at.
And where is Pinnell, or where was it located?
Well, it runs through town, all the way through town. Just at the west end, and runs to northeast the entire length of town. In other words, we're in what we call the Yellow Creek Valley, and the canal drained the main portion of Middlesbrough. It was some time before they could make up their mind exactly where they wanted to locate Middlesbrough. One time it was over in Tennessee, another time it was in the upper part of Middlesbrough. Now we finally landed at the present site as it is now.
Now, you mentioned the trolley. Where did it run?
The trolley run right straight down Cumberland Avenue. We on 20th Street. We one block from Cumberland Avenue.
And it ran down Cumberland Avenue. Do you have any idea?
The trolley run east and west. And we are sitting north and south.
On 20th Street, you're
on
the library.
20th Street.
And now, you also mentioned the wide streets and how well laid out the town was. Just who was responsible for laying out the town?
Henry Arthur, he was a surveyor.
Oh, you're very lucky he was, because this is one of the easiest towns I've ever seen to get around in.
Yeah.
Now, what about early buildings in Middlesbrough? Do you have any idea what some of the early structures were?
The buildings were very elaborate. We were very proud of the Middlesbrough Hotel. No long years. It was on what we call Edgewood Road. Later, it was named